This is an MUT Radio podcast.
Making headlines this hour, MUT Chancellor's late wife foundation donates 100,000 rands to provide breast and cervical cancer screening. And KwaZulu-Natal starts the week with several storm warnings. It is just been 8 o'clock. Good morning. At a special handover event at the Moses Mabhida Stadium, the Zodwa Zungu Foundation presented MUT with a check of 100,000 rands. The donation honors a pledge made by MUT Chancellor Sandile Zungu during last year's fundraising dinner. The foundation, which focuses on education, healthcare, and economic stability, is commemorating the late Zodwa Zungu through this initiative. Breast and cervical cancer are among the most common and preventable cancers in women, but in South Africa, late diagnosis continues to claim lives. MUT is predominantly female student community aged between 18 and 45 will be the first to benefit from this program. Accepting the check, Dr. Connie Israel, the Executive Director for Institutional Advancement, said the gift is a priceless as it will help MUT to take the first steps towards building a healthier, more informed community. And then in other news, the South African Weather Service has issued 2 storm warnings for KwaZulu-Natal this morning. Forecaster Thandiwe Kumede says there's a 60% chance of showers which could become severe, causing localized damage and disrupting travel.
We have a yellow level 4 warning for severe thunderstorms, accompanied by possibly heavy downpours, strong damaging winds, excessive lightning, as well as hail. That yellow level 4 alert is valid for the northern parts of the province.
The KZN Cooperative Government Department says disaster management teams have been on high alert. Abaqulusi, Alfred Duma, Big Five, Hlabisa, Newcastle, Lulunde, and Uphongolo are among the municipalities that could be affected. And finally, useveze ungenamkwakhe umlingisi uKhabonina Qubeka ngendlela okuphele ngayo indawo yakhe ngesikhathi kugoqwa isizini yesibili yomdlalo uShaka Ilembe ngesonto. UKhabonina obelingisa indaba yendlovukazi uNtombazi uthi uphoxekile ngokuvezwe kulo mdlalo njengoba isiphetho esiveziwe ngumlingisi akade nguye sasuswa okuningi futhi akusona lesagcina esishuthile yena. Uthi ukuzinikela kwakhe kulo mdlalo eshutha iziqephu sokugcina ingoba wayebonisa ubukhulu bendlovukazi kodwa kukho akwenza njengoba kungavezwanga kwithelevishini. Iningi lababukeli balo mdlalo balibhala enkundleni yokuxhumana e-X liveze bekungakulindele ukufa kwendlovukazi kalula ngalolu hlobo. Bebelindele ukuthi ilwe futhi isebenzise amandla ayo okuthakatha ukuzivikela. Kulawo uKhabonina eveze khona lo mbono wakhe anakuvumile ukuthi okwenzekile uyabona kubacasulile abalandeli bakhe. UKhabonina ubengomunye wabalingisa abashayelwa ihlombe kulo mdlalo ngezinga lokulingisa kwakhe le ndawo eyadonsa amehla ababukeli kusuka ngesizini yokuqala kuze kuba ifinyelela esiphethweni. Kwenzeka lokhu nje abakwa-Multichoice ne-The Bomb Production basanda kumemezela ukuthi kuqaliwe ukushutha kwesizini yesithathu nengeyokugcina yalo mdlalo okuzokhonjiswa kuyona ngonyaka ozayo.
Inkosi yabathethwa.
Angangazi ukuthi liyofika lolo suku.
Aya, niegi.
Niyothinta emqoka manje ukuthola inkosi yethu.
Now to recap your top story this hour, MUT Chancellor's late wife foundation donates 100,000 rands to provide breast and cervical cancer screening. This is all from myself this hour. Do catch your next news headlines at 8:30 for your MUT Radio News. I'm Amahle Ncwango.
This is an MUT Radio podcast.